The title of today's talk is The Ultimate Scammer. This morning on Sunday morning program, they had an extended segment which went into great detail about scammers on dating programs. And a couple of years ago, it was millions and millions of dollars that had been scammed from women. And now it's billions. And there are whole countries where there are groups of people who have become professional at how to create scamming on women and how to encourage them to set up false bank accounts so that money can be laundered through their bank accounts to other people. And they then have become, quote, quote, let's say, impoverished. And to cover their impoverishedness, they're being directed to how to set up these bank accounts to become intermediaries to do it to other people. And by that time, they know that they're in trouble, but they can't get themselves out or extradite themselves because they have been hypnotized. And how scamming works is that these people understand the nature of the mind to be in cognitive dissonance. How one part of the mind can know what's appropriate or better, and the other part of the mind is saying, oh yes, but. And how to pit this against the prospective person. But this only works because everyone has the ultimate scammer in them. Your ego is the ultimate scammer, period. We think that we aren't liars. We are liars. One and all lie. And you lie to yourself all day long. And you're being scammed. And that's why these people can do it professionally to lonely, quote, quote, people seeking companionship. They get them involved in the self-lie, and they very steadfastly use it as a hypnotic technique to get them to participate willingly. But it's gotten to the point where now it's involving murder. So people who the story was following, one woman who was an executive, and she got involved with a scammer who was using false pictures of a Swedish doctor who had no idea that his picture was being used by the scammer to pretend to be him. And then they have voice modifiers that AI can make the voice sound any way they want, so it doesn't sound like the person who's doing the scamming. And they never see this person, except they see this false picture. And they never really hear the voice of the scammer because he's using a voice modulator. So why I'm bringing this up is A, number one, it's a dangerous thing, and anybody who you know who's getting involved in something, you should be alert and be alerting to their family, because they themselves probably won't protect themselves, because by the time you figure it out, they are probably already hypnotized. But why I'm bringing this up in this manner is that we are being scammed from day one by our own egos. This is okay, this won't matter, we'll get this later, we'll do this, we'll do that. Kurpal wrote this: remember, a God-realized person cannot be bought with money, impressed by power, pushed by force. When you go to him, put aside your own ideas. After all, no one can rob you of them. No one can rob you of your ideas. We make the mistake of measuring what he is trying to say with what we already know. We've heard that before. So-and-so said that, etc., etc. Brothers, he will say all this and more, for he must speak on man's level for fuller comprehension, and will quote many truths that others have said, that the seeker may find his way more easily. But the fact remains, if the seeker wants to receive, he must still his intellect for a while and sit in all humility. Hazur Sawan used to say that satsangs serve as a very useful purpose, as a protective hedge around the field of Simran and Bhajan, so that these vital and life-giving processes continue to develop and thrive in spite of the otherwise busy life in the family, in society, and your respective avocations and the like. The first thing the negative power does when he wants to keep control over the soul is to stop him from doing bhajan and simran. The individual finds there is always something to lure him away from these and meditation. This is his first method, and secondly, he slips that question into the mind. Why go to the guru or the satsang? What is the use of satsang? Satsang is the very place where a turning point can be affected and awareness of wrongdoing and wrong living is achieved. So he will try to persuade us not to go there. If you have the strength to ignore him, he will then suggest that you just go and bow down and then leave. He will place all kinds of doubts in the mind, and instead of the fullest benefit from satsang, the person returns home with nothing but dissatisfaction or the bad effects of gossiping and backbiting from other wavering individuals. These are two very important weapons that the negative power is constantly wielding. We're talking about cognitive dissonance. So, I think it's important that we inventory our cognitive dissonance and understand that we are getting scammed. Your ego is a scammer. Period. Do not underestimate the truth of that. Its program is to be the usurper of the soul's power. That is its assignment. You have got the enemy within. So, is it easy to enlighten? Look around and count on your fingers how many you don't know. And in 10 minutes from now, you won't believe that you just got scammed by your own ego. Because your ego will suggest something that is counter related to being able to stay in tune with the soul. It's on guard 24/7. It's plotting and scheming. It's distracting. What is a distraction to an intention of atonement to the spirit, attunement to the spirit, if that is not a scam? That is a scam. Being distracted is a scam. So why the masters have had the day sheets for helping is that it's meant to remind you the process through the day of how to stay in tune and what to look for. Are you being centered? Are you being open-hearted? Are you joyful? Are you? And your ego is saying, oh, I'm past that. I've done that years ago. And you're so enlightened now that you don't really need a reminder. Now, that is pathetic in the sense you're not bad, but you are programmed. You are being scammed by your ego. And there's no other way to put it. Deceit and scamming is the name of the game and the name of the ego. And it's gone on from the dawn of time. People who don't want to go to satsang or sit in the presence of a competent master is a politician, a richie, a wealthy person. Why? Wealthy person has pride of position in the sense of he's got plenty of money and he can do what he wants. Why would he sit in front of the voice that negates his value? The same with a politician who's gotten there through making deals. Making deals. Why do we let politicians make deals to have money to go out and do campaigning? Why isn't there a universal amount of money that no one can go above if they're going to run for an office? If they can go out and raise funds any illegitimate way and get power brokers to work behind them, why would they actually tell the truth? Why would they tell the truth? They don't want the truth to be known. They don't want to know that the people that are subsidizing them are also the people who are causing global warming. They don't want people to know that people that are subsidizing them are also producing products that are toxic. Why do we have to enact laws that you can't sell toxic something if it wasn't toxic and people didn't know it? Now the people who produce it know it. And the people who sell it know it. And the people who buy it don't know it. Now this is not a problem per se only in the United States. It is worldwide. If Kripal is talking about it in India, and we're talking about it in the United States, and it's going on in China, and it's going on here, there, and everywhere. And we have historical records of how many people have died from smoking tobacco and taking certain drugs and blah, la, 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 la. Mining in unsafe conditions and tearing up land that shouldn't be torn up and diverting water that shouldn't be diverted, and all in the name of what? Corruption. We are the victims of corruption, and we are self-corrupting. It just is indigenous to the way the ego works. And if we don't get a handle on the idea that we are dealing with the ultimate scammer inside ourselves, or we would not be vulnerable to other scammers, we would recognize it. Well, we're having the opportunity of Scam City right now in our political arena, and it's global. And so, what is your opportunity here? Every time you hear something that is a scam statement out in public broadcasting or communications, I mean, how many times have people drunk beverages with toxic sugars in them? Artificial sugars that affect the brain. Thank you. And it took years and years and years and fighting. How long did it take to get smoking under control to some degree? You could just as well be sitting here smoking a cigarette. About 50 years ago, everybody was smoking cigarettes in the cars with the windows rolled up and the baby in the baby seat. Well, that was before baby seats. Yeah, they were on the lap so that when there was a front end crash, they could go through the dashboard. We have an accruing amount of deceit all around us. And if we don't weed it down out of ourselves as to whether or not we want to be in touch with soul or we want to be driven by ego scammer, So you may hear hurry and worry kill the man, and you'll still race to go do something. I'm going to run to the store. It's indigenous to our language. I'm going to run downtown. Well, examine your language patterns. Who's talking to you? You're talking to yourself, only it's not you, it's your ego. But you're owning it. You're the victim on another level. So your decision that you have to hurry and worry is not your decision, but you've bought in. You've been scammed. That it's too hard to change your pattern. Well, nothing's going to get done if I don't.
Really?
I think the world was around when you weren't. God doesn't know how to grow a tree. God doesn't know how to make the sun come up, and the earth turn, and that sort of thing. We are so full of BS that we don't recognize it as BS. We are constantly victimized and scammed by our own egos. And if there isn't a clear intention to do some weeding of repetitive scamming statements that the subconscious mind makes you trot on, makes you get up and get going on, or worry about, or that you ignore, it can get you to ignore what's important and to worry about what's not. Well, I'm talking in a rather intense way because, as Master says, your resistance is already ahead of the game. You're already resistant and you don't know you're resistant. You don't recognize your resistance to change. You don't recognize your resistance to keeping track. You don't recognize your resistance you can point your finger at the TV screen and say, ah, that guy, la, 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 la. That guy up there works because you have allowed, along with several billion other people, the scammer to have the upper hand and to have control of media and to take positions of quote, quote, power and to produce things that are inappropriate and advertise them as though they are appropriate. And good for you. Let's get all that plastic. They're advertising taking down all the plastic, old plastic bottles. They're knocking them down like they're little dominoes, these empty plastic bottles, clear plastic bottles. And now they're building up new plastic bottles that are a better type and are not going to cause as much pollution. Oh, really? Did I just have a nightmare? Better so that we can use more. Yeah. Well, the idea that we have recycling of plastic is BS. We have about 5% of the plastic that's sent in for recycling that gets recycled. 5%. And 100% can be recycled. But the governments of different states won't use the incinerators that can convert them to water and hydrogen. Everything. Everything can be recycled. We have the furnaces. We have the plans for the furnaces. They have been tested and they work. But nobody will install them. Why? So, here we are. They're convincing you that your effort at recycling is terrific. Only it's not. Somebody in Salt Lake followed a truck that was supposed to be recycling glass and quote, quote, taking it to Colorado to be recycled. And he drove to the city dump and dumped it all. Well, hello. And, you know, people are paying to have that recycling picked up and, oh yeah. It sounds so good. And then you read about a society like there's Japanese cities where the people who are retired hand go through recycling and every piece is recycled that can be recycled. They have no leftovers, so to speak. Now, I'm not saying Japan is the epitome of non-deceit. We know that they are as deceptive as other cultures. But, the ego is the deceiver. And as long as people don't understand that they're being scammed by themselves, things won't change much. But your life can change if you finally acknowledge that you have a deceiver within. The great deceiver is within you. So, here we go. What are we going to do about it? That's the question. So, you know, the clouds come and bring the darkness and the rain, and then the sun comes out and creates a rainbow of hope. And the mud settles, and then inspiration may come. Okie dokie, Lokis. Here we are. It's your job. It's everybody's personal job.
Judith.
Yeah.
I did this because your voice gets very low.
It went very low because my microphone slipped off. And I didn't know it. Sorry.